I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. But not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, this is the 3&D Science in Sports Podcast interview episode series, and today we have a very true episode of the interview episode series. Today we sit down with Merk of True. Merk, say what's up to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Nation.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Merk.
Chilling. Hey, everybody, before we get this thing started, donations to the podcast can be made to the podcast official Cash App Real Deal 0423. Anybody want to support the show, that's where you could do that. What's going on, Merk? How's everything going? How's life?
Oh, man, it's good. Great. Happy to be here, you know. Just another day of life.
We appreciate you getting on. As everybody knows, this is the true series of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series. It's gonna be a little conversation, 10 questions. We'll get it out of the way, get it done. How do you feel?
Nah, shit. Let's get it.
First question I got for you is why music?
Basically, you know, music's been part of my life. For as long as I can remember. So that's like one of the reasons why I like doing it. Another reason is, you know, it gives you a chance to express yourself in the best of ways. So, you know, I'm a person to like, you know, I like to express myself. So music helps me do that.
Okay. Question number two is, who influenced you and who are some of your favorite artists or your favorite artist?
Man, I basically got influenced, you know, where I stayed at. I lived in Victoria, Texas, and, you know, school over there was different, you know, rapping and freestyle and stuff, you know, doing beats, you know, on the table and stuff like that. That was just like something to do at the time. So, you know, I seen people doing that, so... You know, that was something that, you know, just it caught my eye, you know. I was interested in rapping and freestyling too, you know, on a beat that somebody's doing on the lunch table or something. Yeah. You know, I just found that super dope. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, you know, why I started doing what I'm doing.
That's an interesting answer because usually people will mention an artist. That's why I asked you your favorite artist, because usually people are inspired by artists. You're inspired by your surroundings. You said the freestyle culture in Victoria.
Yeah? Correct. Yeah, at the time. I mean, if it were to come to artists, I mean, you know, I listened to a lot of SPM back in the day, you know, Carlos Coy, as many of you know him as, you know, SPM. He's from Houston, Texas. But yeah, I listened to a lot of him growing up. So he was a big influence on me for sure, no doubt.
Okay, being from Falfurrias, Texas as well, right?
Yes, yeah, he's from Falfurrias.
Okay, and as everybody knows, this podcast is based out of Falfurrias, Texas, the newest and fastest rising media mecca in South Texas, so everybody look out for that. My next question for you, bro, is one of my favorite things about following musicians is has always been the name, why somebody chooses the name, why they have the name that they hold. Your name is Merk. Where did the name come from? How did you come up with it? And just tell us a little bit about it. Is there anything like, you know, super significant behind the name, or was it just?
Well, no, not really. I mean, just, you know, I'm always trying to be the best at what I, you know, what I could do. So, you know, whenever you're the best at something that you do, most people say, "Oh man, you know, you killed it." You know.
Yeah.
So, you know. That's basically, you know, where I got it from. You know, oh, man, you killed it. I just want people to be like, yeah, that's Merk, you know. No pun intended.
That's work. That's Merk. Give her, give a girl a smirk.
Yeah, facts.
No, but okay. So Merc, as in like metaphorically, like killed that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so everybody who didn't know that, anybody listening, you know, you're welcome. You're a part of a label, the Realest Underground Entertainment. True. Talk a little bit about True. Tell us who's. Well, we'll start off with who is in True.
Aside
from me, because DIG Designed Individually Gifted. What's up, guys? So I guess you can skip over.
You got myself. You know, you got DIG. You got JB. You also got Rilo, and then you also got Chach with the Heat and Tone G as well. And basically, we're just all friends, family, you know, just trying to start something, trying to get something going here for, you know, the little city of ours. So basically, that's just what it is.
So speaking of starting, how did True start? Tell us the origin of True. And is it the Realest Underground Entertainment? Is it True Real Underground Entertainment? I've heard the question asked out there.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was gonna get to. Basically, it started, you know, I was incarcerated, and back in, you know, 2016, and you know, I started thinking about this, you know, what I could do whenever I get back home, you know. And before I got incarcerated, well, me and my brother, you know, we were making music, just playing around and stuff. So, you know, I was like, man, you know, maybe I could come up with something, you know, help us out, whatever. So I had came up with, initially I had came up with True Real Underground Entertainment. So when I got home, you know, I dished that idea out to my brother, and, you know, it was fine and, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, my sister came across and she brought it to my attention. Well, why not, you know, call it the Realest Underground Entertainment? And I thought about it and I was like, man, you know what? That sounds way much better. So, yeah, it's the Realest Underground Entertainment.
That's for anybody who didn't know, anybody who was wondering, and anybody who needed to know. My next question is, we talked about how did it start? We talked about who's in True. We talked about who came up with the idea, right? Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I guess we can move on to that one. Well, before we do, talk a little bit of more about True and just kind of how you feel about the group, what it's done for you, and you know, just a little bit more.
Well, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, the whole team, really. Everybody puts in a lot of work most of the time. And, you know, I'm just, hopefully just, you know, we can take off one day and, you know, go do shows around, you know, where we want to. And that's really the point, you know. I'm just trying to get us there, and hopefully we could get there.
Okay. What motivates you every day to wake up and to do the things that you do, to be a part of the things that you do? Because it's not easy. I imagine you know that. I imagine everybody knows that. It's a roller coaster of emotions. It's a roller coaster of everything. So what motivates you, Merc, the artist, the entrepreneur, the businessman? What motivates you to wake up and pursue the things that you're pursuing?
My kids, man. My kids, they had a big impact. In the beginning, it was basically just life, really, you know. But when my kids came about, you know, it was something completely different. So, yeah, they had a big impact on me, on who I am today.
Okay, and let's stick on the family thing a little bit. Talk a little bit about your family. Talk about
Well,
whatever you
basically
want
said, I got a wife and three kids. My wife's name is Cedras Lopez. Been together for 16 years, you know, going strong still, and shit, she knows I love her, so
shout out.
Yeah. And I got three boys, which is Hector Lopez the third, he's my first oldest, and then I got Zayden Lopez, he's my second oldest, and then I got Liam Lopez, he's my youngest child. Okay. But yeah, basically that's, you know, my fam bam, and you know, we're good, and you know, I'm here to take care of them. And basically, that's what this is all about, you know, trying to get us in a better spot.
Okay, so talking about getting us in the better spot, talking about everything that this is about, let's go back to True a little bit. Let's take a step back. And let's talk about what are your goals for True? Because you did mention you do want to do big things with it. What are your goals for the label, for the Realest Underground Entertainment?
I just want everybody to be their own boss, man. That's it. I want everybody to,
amen.
You know, it ain't no, uneven or nothing like that. Hey, we're all equal. I hope we could all see that. And, you know, I just want all of us to make it, eat, and be able to sleep good at night. That's all it is. Take care of our families, you know, if we got them, you know, and that's basically what it is. You know, if I could give, I'll give, you know, but that's the dream.
Speaking of that, speaking of giving, speaking of family, speaking of everything that comes with that, and also sacrificing to give to your family, because beneath all of this, beneath everything that is seen, the podcast episodes, the music videos, you know, the headlines, there is actual work, there is actual sacrifices being made. I want to talk about one of the most, one of the newer brands that have popped up. In Falfurrias, Texas, it is the Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation. For those of you that don't know, the Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation is a brand new Falfurrias-based brand, nonprofit fundraising foundation, and it is partnered with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Let's talk a little bit about that. Talk about the concept of it. You wanna tell everybody what it's based off of?
Basically, you know, Lisa, you know, that was my mom. She passed away July 19th in 2021 of COVID. And you know, basically it's really for her, you know, because of the type of woman and lady that she was. You know, she was always that type to, you know, go above and beyond for you. Even when she didn't have to, you know, she'd give you her shirt off her own back. You know, she was that type. So basically, you know, with this foundation that we have going on, you know, basically, you know, we don't want nothing that has to do with it. You know, we just want to make sure that people are knowing that that love was getting spread by Lisa, you know. So that's basically the big deal, you know. I like I said, if we could get anything going, you know, everything would be donated to charities and people who don't have, you know, stuff like that. You know, we're here to help. That's what we're here for.
Okay. That last point that you made, let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's talk about like plans that just off the top of your head, don't have to be anything too crazy, anything too detailed. Plans that you would want to do, anything that you would want to do, any projects that you would want to do. Now that Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation and True are now partnered, is there anything off the top of your head you would want to do?
Well, I mean, basically just, you know, try to make them as big as possible. So that way I have the opportunity to help out as much as I can to whoever needs the help, you know?
So like helping out in like ways, like one thing that comes to mind is Rap Geeks held a, what was it? A food drive? One time here in Falfurrias, Texas, like something like that.
Yeah, ideas of course. Like yeah, most definitely. In any kind of way, in any kind of positive way, you know.
Disaster relief.
Whatever, you know, just if anything, if, you know, if we could help in any kind of way.
Back,
you
know, to school.
Yeah, if we could help with anything, you know, we would love to.
Toys for Tots, Thanksgiving.
You know, of course, given the opportunity.
Of course, of course. And none of this could happen without direction. And I speak for myself when I say, but my direction comes from God. I like to think that my aunt and your mom is up there right now looking down on us and helping guide our path, helping us, you know, write out our story. And I believe that True is going to be something big. I believe that we are on the right path, that we have a good direction. Yeah. The Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, nonprofit, as I said. Also, another thing that we got is Future American Leaders of Texas. That's something that we are trying to establish as well. That is a youth leadership program. We either want to do it a young men's leadership program, where we want to do a youth leadership program, period. Mm-hmm. And it's just the essence of it is teaching our youth early that there's a better way than, you know.
Than a whole lot of what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah. Especially now.
Yeah,
especially now, because I mean, we see the state of, you know, the schools, you know, what some kids are getting involved with, you know, here and there, there and then. But we'll figure it out, right? I mean, we're nobody perfect. Mm-hmm. We just want to help however we can, and we want to extend our arms, you know, and give back. So, Future American Leaders of Texas, Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, Catering with Grace, Sweet Arts, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Day One Vibes, Heathen's Haven. Guys, we're doing all this stuff. We're doing it for Falfurrias. We're doing it for our city. We're doing it for our community. And, you know, we, any way that we can help you guys, as soon as we can start, you know, even my biggest thing is I want to employ people, right? I want to offer jobs. That's one thing that I want to do, right? Like you said, everybody be their own boss. We don't have to boss you around. It's just
make sure you're doing what you got to do.
We want to give you something to do.
We gotta keep on working. You know?
Yeah. We gotta work. We got a website that needs articles to be written. We have a podcast that needs editing. There's gonna be jobs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, anyways, guys, we'll keep it moving. That was just a little tangent. I kind of want to go back to your favorite artist. Did we get to talk about that? Did we get to get into it?
You said SPM. SPM.
Who are some other artists that you listen to?
Man, a lot of Houston rappers, really. You know, Zero, Pimp C, Big Mo, Fat Pat. Man, 8-Ball.
Mo 3,
He's one of the newest ones that I've been listening to recently for the past maybe 3 years, 4 years. You know, right now he's one of my favorites. I know a lot of his songs. I got another one, D-Baby as well. He's another up and coming Houston artist.
It sounds like you're heavily influenced by Texas rap.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Texas rap a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about, you know, the origins, stuff like that, but
basically Texas, the one that started it all, you know, was DJ Screw. Everybody knows that. He's the one that caught the attention, you know. And from there, that's when, you know, the South took over and, you know, grabbed the torch and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I mean, their music is just heavily influenced everywhere. So, I mean, it doesn't matter where no matter where you go, west, north, east, you hear it everywhere. So, it's big, especially from Houston.
The Third Coast got something to say.
Yeah.
They said, let's talk about, okay, you're in the studio. You made it. True is big. Merc is big. Everybody wants to work with you. Who's your dream feature? On a track, who do you call first? Who do you call as a backup in case that first one doesn't fall through? But who's your dream feature on a song? You can name off your top five if you want to. Jesus. List it off, anything. Have fun with it. Like me, for example, would be like, Cole or like, you know.
You know what? Of course.
I take it back. Mine would be me.
You know. Yeah, man. Mo 3 for sure. I mean, no doubt. Of course, he can't do nothing with him right now. But man, I sure would have loved to get something from him. You know, you got Nipsey. You got Mac. You know, man, definitely those three, no doubt. And if I could do somebody. If I could do one with somebody who's alive, man, I would definitely want to do with Snoop and Wiz, you know, because they smoke hella weed. Shit, that's one thing I love to do, you know what I mean? So, shit, I would love to get into the booth with them, man, see what that experience would be like.
That'd be crazy. That'd be a crazy studio session.
Yeah.
Okay, Let's take it back to the hometown. Let's take it back to the community. Off the top of your head, do you have any ideas for your hometown, for your community? Is there anything that, like, you strive for? Anything that, like...
Man, you best believe, fix these damn roads,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what. There's one thing I'll fix in my hometown if I had the money. I would fix those motherfucking roads.
Infrastructure, but, people. Infrastructure.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, I would just want us to grow as a community, you know.
Population wise,
yeah,
economically,
just everything, you know, just I wish
culture.
I would help us try to get very well established, you know. To
the newest,
and I would try to bring something here to bring attention, you know, bring people from different places, you know. Yep. From all over the world, you know, maybe like we have so much land here, you know, it's not even funny. You could do like a big old theme park, or, you know, there's just so much ideas that could go on here, you know, but it takes the right money and the right, right people, you know, to do something like that.
That being, speaking of that, Reese Forrest was on the podcast, once. Everybody knows what I want to do. Everybody has heard me talk about it. But hearing somebody like the MMA fighter, Reese Cornfed Forrest, he talks about he wants to establish a gym, MMA gym. So he wants to do that, and he talked about wanting to use it to influence the youth as well, to channel their anger.
Mm-hmm. Towards something like that?
Yeah, to an outlet.
Yeah.
So speaking about things like that, we love to do that on the podcast. We love to do that on the platform. I think of all of us, when I think of True, when I think of Benny Dreams, when I think of RM3, when I think of Reese Cornfed Forrest, I think of future leaders. You know what I'm saying? Because The things that we're doing, it takes bold steps, you know what I'm saying, to put yourself out there like that, to try to establish some of the things that we're trying to establish. That's why at the beginning of the episode I mentioned Falfurrias, Texas, the newest and quickest rising media mecca out of South Texas, because if you think about it, here in South Texas, here in Falfurrias, we're kind of at the center of everybody, right smack in the middle of the entire South Texas area, and we're starting to establish a media presence. You know what I'm saying? Our all of our brands are starting to get views, they're starting to get clicks, and you know we're doing it. We're making
sure
stuff happen. So,
yeah.
So that being said, we use all these brands to build champions, basically. I get excited thinking about who Benny Dreams is going to influence as the next wrestling champion. Reese is going to influence as the next boxing or MMA champion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Who we're going to influence as the next label. You know what I'm saying? As the next fundraising foundation.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So talk about some of the plans that you kind of just think about, or like you ponder or whatever. If there is any, if you have any. I think I covered everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said before, you know, this whole True Records idea, you know, was really, you know, kind of something that I've always looked forward to, you know, doing, because I've always liked to freestyle and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that, you know, one day, you know, it could get us to where we need to get to. And whenever we reach that point, well, you know what? From there, that's whenever we could start doing all these other plans, you know, like how I said, you know, helping people, you know, people who don't have, you know, kids, you know, so that way people know they're not alone. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, everybody needs an outlet. You know, a gym wouldn't be bad. You know, even a little wrestling ring, you know, like Benny Dreams, you know. Hey, influence, you know, influence. So basically, you know what? That's what I want to do, is just influence. And hopefully I can influence the right way and people see where I'm going with this. And, you know, maybe we can get something happening.
And, I mean, the main thing for me is, guys, keep God first in everything you do. You
Amen.
Know, those values, I mean, you know, be a good person, always try to help people, you know what I mean? and you can't fail. You know what I'm saying? We help other people. Other people wanna reach back and help us grow and get our reach to go further, because we're trying to help as many people in our community. And like you said, bringing eyes back to us as well, bringing people, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, what's happening over there? We want to go move over there. Mm-hmm. They bring their money. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we need.
And deeper than that, I mean, we could get their money from here too, because we're building platforms that reach out of the state for sure, mm-hmm. out of the city, of course, and even out of the country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
most definitely.
Everybody knows that this podcast has viewers from Italy, has viewers from Canada, has viewers from Russia, France, all over. So we're doing things, we're making things happen. Guys, just continue to follow. If you want to support the podcast official Cash App, Real Deal 0423, REALDEAL 0423. Guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take this thing into a break. We're going to take it to an ad break. And when we come back, guys, we're going to finish off the interview. We'll let you hear the last of the interview. There's not too much more left, or maybe there is, who knows? Tune in on the other side and you can find out. And when we come back to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast interview episode series on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, we will be here with Merc of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Guys, we'll catch you on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Lowe. Get at your boy Rye Lowe at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLowe361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, we're back. Welcome back. This is the Merc interview episode of the Realest Underground Entertainment. This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series. And most likely you're listening on Rumble, Apple, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. And we appreciate you for doing so. Donate to the podcast if you want to, if you can. Real Deal 0423, Cash App. And yeah, let's get back to this. What do you think, Merc?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's happening? Guys, we're back. We are going to talk about what I wanted to talk about was, as I said, there's not very much left. We're almost there. This is going to be a shorter interview. I want to talk about like music. I want to talk about like, talk about what the process is of making music, like to you, like how it feels like when you write a verse or spit a freestyle and lay it down, and what that makes you feel like, or like, you know, how does it make you feel? Nervous, excited?
Oh, nah, man. Shit, it's great. It's a great feeling, you know? get to express myself, get to tell a story, something that I like, both things I like doing. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun, man.
I agree. I love making music. The process of creating music is fun. Do you have a favorite song? Do you have a favorite verse that you've ever made? Is there any verse that sticks out to you, or all of them just kind of blend together?
Man, I mean, nah, I mean, I'm going to say nah, of course, you know, because I feel like I could get better, you know, with every verse. Nah, I don't think I can think of one, to be honest.
We were just in the studio earlier. We were just in the studio actually before we got on here and did this interview. We just made a song. There was just JB, DIG, and the and Merc, all of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Should we show them that song? Should we show them a piece of it?
Yeah.
Or should we show them the whole thing?
Oh, I mean, shit, it don't matter. If they want to listen to the whole thing, you can put on the whole thing.
What do y'all think, guys? Let's give them a second. Should we play it all? Should we play a little piece of it? Y'all let us know. I'm just kidding. What I think we should just leak it.
Yeah, go ahead.
The album's coming out at the end of this week. I think we should just leak it.
Yeah.
Rye, I'm sorry. Tone, I'm sorry, JB, I'm sorry, Chach. But we're at the end of this episode, guys, we will show you JB, Merc, and DIG.
Don't Know Me.
What is it called?
Don't Know Me.
Don't Know Me. Produced by Chach with the Heat. We literally just finished this song.
Yeah.
Literally just finished it. We just finished working on it. It's not even finished mastered. It's just recorded. So we're gonna show y'all a raw leaked footage, leaked exclusive, and you better enjoy it. You better appreciate it, because that's what we do here, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, first of all. That is the end of the interview episode. We did just want to go to that break and come out and prepare that surprise for you guys, so you're welcome. Claps all the way around. Merc, what we usually do is we give the platform to the interviewee at the end of the episode, and we allow you to just shout out whoever it is you want to shout out, talk about whatever you want to talk about, if you have a message, if you have anything, whatever you want to say. So the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast platform is now yours, and go ahead and do what you want with it.
You know, I just want to let y'all know, man. Hopefully, I can come to you soon, and you know, you'll see us here soon across the world. But while y'all are out here, follow us on Facebook at True. Follow us on YouTube at True Records. And follow us on Rumble at True Entertainment. We appreciate all of y'all. Much love. Your boy Merc's out.
All right, guys. We appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you. God bless. This has been another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast interview episode on Rumble, Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast. This is America's favorite podcast. This is America's favorite sports entertainment platform. We are sponsored by Catering with Grace. We are sponsored by Foul Texas. We are sponsored by Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation. And our newest sponsor, Sweet Arts by Jenna. So yeah, guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. This was the Merc episode of the Realest Underground Entertainment. We will catch you guys on the next one.
Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe. Drown my emotion with this tree. Some shit still haunt me in my dreams when I pop these antibars. It really helped me, but it hurt me. Sometimes I feel like life done cursed me. The truth is, mama, you don't know me the way you thought that you did. shit. The way these problems eat me up at night when I lay my head. But how the fuck to get this money? Stuck on chasing this bread. I go get money instead.
I just wanna figure out what we gon' do today. I roll another, I just pray it take the pain away. Another rainy day, another storm got me down, but I can't fade away. D.I.G., I'm here to stay. We the realest, realest underground entertainment brought from the south, and you know we heard the sound. Shouts to Canada, music all around the world now. Built legit, now the brand around the world now. Shit, don't you play with me, player, cause all my bitches throwing hands too. Welcome to the majors, welcome to the big leagues. Party with the A-list, and my fragrance amazing, she wanna taste it.
I've been in my feelings, so just watch how you approach me. Smoking on that killer, so you know I'm never lonely. Broke the broccoli down, I had to do it by the OG. Said she wants me now, but wasn't fucking with the old me. They say they love me, but I know they don't. I'm popping Xannies, bout to overdose. So many problems, then my heart done froze. I gotta get it with this life I chose. You see the vision, we on the road. Fuck the critics, you should know how it goes. Ain't no stopping now. Tell me why it's true. You know they love the sound. Let me break it down.
Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe. Drop my emotion with this tree. Some shit still haunt me in my dreams. When I pop these Xanny bars, it really helped me, but it hurt me. Sometimes I feel like life done cursed me. The truth is, mama, you don't know me. The way you thought that you did. The way these problems eat me up at night when I lay my head. But how the fuck to get this money? Stuck on chasing this bread. I go get money instead, yeah.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the People's Platform, America's podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast is rumble.com, and exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.